Hi, Jess Bell. This is the UK DPC's weekly update. And so, what have you been up to?
Stephen, hello. We've had an interesting 2 weeks of work, as we usually do. But this time round, we've been focusing on the hardest hit campaign and had a meeting with some of the stakeholders to really look at the impact of the last year's campaigns and what we can do further this year in the coming months. The outcome is that we are now contemplating a series of activities which will be rolled out hopefully in October, and we'll be seeking the support of the DPOs throughout the UK to take part so that we can continue to pressure the government with regards to their spending cuts, welfare benefit reforms, and how they are hitting disabled people the hardest. I also chaired a conference with the Commonwealth Foundation. It was noted on in the last audio boo, and that's making disability rights a reality. It was a good turnout and some great presentations on the UN Convention, both here in the UK and internationally. And we're hoping to do further work with the Commonwealth again in the very near future. And lastly, a word about the Disability History Month, which will take place in November this year. So plans are underway in terms of the theme and promotion of the month. So again, further detail to be shared with DPOs later on in the year.
Fantastic. And is regarding the hardest hit, is that, what's the web address? Is that up and running? Is there details of that?
We still have the old hardest hit website, but I don't think it contains any sort of fresh information there. However, I do want to talk about very briefly about our Disability Rights Watch UK website, through which we are collecting case studies that will help us develop our shadow report to the UN committee. So if people want to know more, visit the website, disabilityrightswatchuk.org, or drop me an email in the office at ceo@ukdpc.net.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we will see you next time.